This is PhotoBiz X, episode number 325. And today we're talking personal branding photography and videography with a photographer who made the leap to that genre from wedding and portrait shooting. I'm talking about Melinda Hurd. She's a Sydney-based photographer, and that interview's coming up in just a minute.
Are you planning to have a successful wedding and portrait photography business? Join Andrew as he interviews successful photographers and business experts to fast-track your success. Welcome to the PhotoBiz Exposed podcast with your host, Andrew Helmich.
Hey, it's Andrew Helmich here from Impact Images, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. No special intro music for this episode, but I am coming to you from Scotland. I'm in sunny Glasgow, which is anything but sunny at the moment. I'm here in Scotland staying with Linda's lovely family. It's been a really nice way to finish off what's been an incredible holiday for me. Before we get into the show, I want to say a big thanks to the London-based photographers who came out to the meet-out last week. We had an absolutely great time, lots of talking about all kinds of topics, plenty of drinks and a lovely meal as well. So thank you to you if you did make the effort to come out and see both Linda and I then. Also, big shout out to Darren Lehane, who put Linda and I up for our stay in London. Both him and his beautiful partner, Kay, were so generous with their time and their home. We felt totally at home, very, very comfortable. So yeah, a very special thanks to both you guys. One slightly awkward fact that I did learn from Darren, he likes to listen to the podcast while taking a bath. It's going to be a real battle to keep that picture out of my mind while talking to you today. And he also had the hide to put in a request to give him a reminder to step out of the bath at the 30-minute mark so he doesn't end up looking like a prune. So you can visualize that with me while we go through today's episode. Also, a big shout out to Joanna Kisilenska and her partner, Chanel, who met us in Glasgow just the other day. They took a flight from Dublin in Ireland, made the trip over. We had a lovely breakfast. Again, some great conversation. Really had a great time with both you girls, and really looking forward to catching up again in the future. Hope you have a great time in Glasgow and Edinburgh. Unfortunately, you won't be around when we have the other catch up with Edinburgh-based photographers, which is happening on Thursday at 2 p.m. at Tiles Bar in the centre of Edinburgh. So if you are a Scottish-based photographer, if you can get to Edinburgh on Thursday at 2 p.m., both Linda and I would love to see you there at Tiles Bar to share a drink, have some great conversation, and for me to be able to put a face to a name, nothing would make me happier. And I'm sure Linda feels exactly the same way. I'm on a tight time limit for today's intro and outro because we're heading over to see Linda's Auntie Marina over in Troon. And I've been told I should have had this done already, so I can't hold up proceedings for too long. So we're going to get into today's show. Just quickly, if you haven't had a chance to catch the last episode of the podcast, that was with Shireen Hammond. You absolutely need to catch her interview if you are struggling with pricing, with customer service, with putting your prices up, with attracting more clients, with attracting new clients, with getting known in your local area. If you have an overcomplicated price list, if you're struggling with marketing ideas, don't know how to attract new clients or upsell to existing clients, we cover all that and more in the two episodes I recorded with Shireen. One was to everyone, to all listeners, free and premium, but last week's episode was specifically and only for premium members. So if you want to catch that one, grab a trial membership to check it out. If you haven't already done that, photobizx.com/try, grab the $1 30-day trial and see what you're missing out on by not being part of the membership, and never, ever, ever have to wake up on a Monday morning and wonder what to do next in your business. That will never happen if you're part of the premium membership, because you will have a clear roadmap of things to implement and work on anytime you're struggling for an idea. Alrighty, let's get on with this interview with Melinda.
Welcome to another Great Eye for Business. It's time for Andrew's special guest.
Today's guest is Melinda Hurd. She is a Sydney-based branding photographer and videographer. And I've known Melinda for over 10 years, but I can't remember if we met through the AIPP or through a mutual friend and then photographer, Brian Chapman. But I recently saw her name pop up in a testimonial while doing Rachel Burke's sales training in Sydney. I reached out to Mel and asked her thoughts about the course with Rachel and ended up recording a short segment for that episode a few months ago. It was when looking for her phone number online, I noticed that Mel had moved into personal branding and headshot photography because she used to be a wedding and portrait photographer. Knowing this is a growing market and a genre that many photographers are now pursuing, I thought it'd be great to hear more about Mel's move into the world of corporate and branding photography. I'm rapt to have her with us now. Mel, welcome.
Hi, Andrew. How are you going?
I'm good. It's freezing cold. It's raining outside. Are you good to go?
I am good to go.
Are you warm? You've got a cup of coffee?
I'm
good.
Yeah.
So I guess first up, why the move from wedding and portrait photography into branding and I guess commercial or personal branding photography?
Yeah, well, shooting weddings and portraits for quite a few years. I started in 2008 and I got pregnant in 2009 and had a really fun and successful career, you know, with shooting weddings and families afterwards. But it wasn't until my little girl started kindergarten and it was her first week and literally overnight I just went, I can't do this anymore. It was just the long hours and the weekend work and all. And my husband, you know, would also come and help me. So we just sort of looked at our lifestyle and we just said, we just can't sustain this any longer. And I needed to, you know, make the next move, you know, and evolve the business in a different direction. And so I actually joined BNI and it was like a business networking group and it was fantastic. And through there, I met many, you know, wonderful people who were running their own businesses or they were from a corporate background. And I just slipped in nicely to be able to, you know, like photograph, you know, either themselves, their brand, products, you know, events, restaurants, the whole thing. So it really helped me, you know, to get a variety of, you know, shots and images and deal with a whole, you know, different group of people. Yeah, so it was quite interesting.
Awesome. So when your daughter was born and you and your husband, you're sitting down, you know, deciding that the wedding and portrait stuff had to stop because you just didn't have that time, did you actually close down the wedding and portrait photography business and take some time off altogether, or did you instantly transition into personal branding photography?
Oh, well, personal branding actually evolved further down the track. And with the weddings, like, you know, you're usually booked out 12 to 18 months in advance. So what I did is I just stopped advertising in, you know, venues or, you know, like directory online. And I just slowly started to pull back and just fulfilled the clients that I already had, obviously, to do. But then it was like, you know, juggling that and, you know, the corporate side of things. And personal branding evolved from realizing that being kind of like the jack of all trades was a little bit too much sometimes. So for example, like with your marketing, you know, so you might have an inquiry come in for a corporate company or you might have an inquiry coming in for products or, you know, from a venue or something like that. So you're constantly marketing different things all the time. So you always had to have separate brochures and this and that. But what I found was, you know, like I've heard it before, people kept saying, you know, you've got a niche, Mel. You know, have business coaches and things, you know, you got a niche. And I was like, no, I'm not niching. Like that's saying no to money, no to work. And I didn't quite understand it. But what I did find is, you know, like further down the track, few years, you know, down, I was looking at the people who just specialized in weddings or just specialized in newborn photography. And a friend that comes to mind is Deanna Brown, and she has Divine Images, and she is absolutely amazing at her craft because that's all she did, newborns. She just niched herself to do newborns and her work is stunning. Then I started sort of, you know, thinking about that because, you know, trying to chase all these different, you know, rabbits, I guess you can say, and different avenues for income was hard work. So I thought, okay, what do I like? And I found that, you know, people, what interests me, I love hearing stories. I love telling stories. Then I thought, right, you know, then personal brand was, you know, a bit of a buzzword back then, you know, and some people are like, what is personal branding? They didn't quite understand what it was about. Now everyone is quite familiar and aware of what it is. It's basically building your online presence. So I thought, this is perfect. This is where I want to go. And it just simplified everything, like, you know, within my marketing. And what I also learned too is, just because this is your target market doesn't mean you say no to everything else. It just means that you become the specialist in this area And you can really focus on, you know, like building up your skills and all that. But for example, like I still get asked to do corporate stuff. We just finished an incredible project with BSA, another fellow photographer, Morris. He does all time lapse videos. So we collaborated together. And it was, you know, like working with BSA, who does all like sort of like the fire and the air conditioning, and partnering up with Lendlease. We just finished that job and now we're doing another job with them with NorthConnex. So not saying no to everything else. It's just niching down so that, you know, you're just simplifying and you're, you know, improving the skills better in that, in the one area. And I've niched myself to help speakers.
Sorry, to help who?
Speakers. So whether they are professional speakers or entrepreneurs who, you know, wanting to emerge into doing speaking.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Let me just take you back a little bit before we go down that rabbit hole.
Sure.
Let me take you back to, you know, your daughter's born, you decide weddings aren't the go anymore. So what's the next step for you and your husband? Do you just, you know, create a new website with commercial photography or headshots? What did you do first?
Yeah, we had to. It was quite interesting actually, because first we just kept the weddings up there because obviously we still were servicing, you know, those clients. And we also put our corporate work up there, but we got advice to actually separate the two.
Sorry, so you had them both on the same website at the start?
Yeah, and I don't recommend doing that because people judge and, you know, you might have the best work, but what I sort of found is people still labelled me as a wedding photographer. Nothing wrong with that, but if you're trying to separate yourself from that and move into a different direction, you don't want to be pigeonholed into that. So we ended up, luckily Matt knows how to create websites. So we separated it. I actually renamed the business White Love Photography. It's still there. It's just dormant pretty much now. And then I chose to brand, you know, my personal brand under my own name as well. So Melinda Heard Photography and Video. And there was also like this big turmoil. Do I give myself a business name, you know? But now it's like, no, keep your brand name. Because people work with people, people will remember you more than your business name. So I'm glad I kept it and didn't change it to something fancy.
So in the early days, Melinda, when you changed, you had the new website, was it just, you know, were you advertising commercial photography? What was on your website back then?
Everything. This is before I niched down and then I realized, look, you know, where is it that I just want to focus my energy on? And yeah, so it was everything. It was real estate. It was, like I said, food photography, and I was doing events. And, you know, and from BNI, I left there. I was there for about a few years. I thought it was a fantastic start for someone who gets so nervous about speaking. It really just helped me have that confidence to speak to a room full of people because, you know, we're usually behind the camera. We're usually, you know, not out and about like that. So it was perfect. But then I evolved and I joined other women's networking groups, which I thought was fantastic too. And from there, there was more of the need. A lot of, you know, people were running their own businesses. So they were usually a solopreneur, or maybe they had, you know, one or two people working under them, but they needed to build their brand presence.
Got it.
So, yeah, so it's helping them.
Cool. I've never been to a BNI group meeting. So what happens? Do you actually do a presentation every week or every month to the group?
Yeah, look, it's the higher end of the scale for networking. It's quite involved. Like, it's every week. And funnily enough, I rejoined another one just recently to promote more of the video side of the business. But the good thing is it starts at 11:30, not 6:30 in the morning. So it's much easier and friendlier for, you know, like people who are running a business such as myself, where we're, you know, we're doing a lot of our work in the nighttime. So, yeah, so you meet every week and you have a chance to do a one-minute pitch, which is fantastic because each week you've got to come up with something different. And then they have this, you know, referral thing. So it's like, you know, they encourage you to bring a visitor, they encourage you to do referrals, and they encourage you to do one-to-one meetings afterwards, which is the value of that whole meeting, you know, like actually sitting down with a person, getting to know them about their business, having the opportunity to say, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Do you know somebody in this industry, or being more specific, like, do you know such and such, you know, by their name? And they are kind of like a sales team, you know, because this new group that I've joined, they're like, they're fun, they're young, they're energetic. And because it's only a new group that's been running for, I think, 9 weeks now, they are keen to help you. And they've got this whole, you know, principle value model of, you know, like givers gain and all that sort of stuff. So it is quite interesting how it works. And then on a rotational roster, you get to do a longer pitch. So you might do a 6 or a 10 minute pitch. So it really gives you the opportunity to have that confidence to speak in front of a crowd, to absolutely let them have full insight into your business, what you do, how you do it, what you need, you know. And I do think it's great. I walked away from it for a while and I thought, oh, no. And I did do other networking groups. But what I found was last year I stopped a lot of my networks, and you do rely on referrals. But here's the thing, you need to be in front of people. Like if you lose that face-to-face connection, you kind of get forgotten a little bit. So I think that's why networking is essential for, you know, running a business. So whatever you feel comfortable in doing, yeah. But this one is fast. BNI is fast and it's full on.
Fast as in fast to get results?
Oh, look, it might take you, it's all about relationships, definitely. You know, you can't just go in there and expect that they're going to chuck you work in the first 4 weeks. But over time, it's a long game. As they get to know you better, as you get to know them better, and, you know, you do commit to those one-to-ones, like you're building those solid relationships and you'll be at the front of their minds. And whenever somebody says, hey, anyone, I need to do some photos or I need video, they'll go, oh, I know a person. So it's helpful in that way because you could be in another state and they could be helping you out and bringing you work. So yeah, I find it valuable.
So with the one-to-one sessions that happen at those meetings, is there a group organizer that puts you together with other people in the group, or do you have to do that yourself?
You do that yourself. You just say, you know, you're there every week. A good size room is around about 38 plus people. And we just say, hey, you want to catch up afterwards, or can we catch up before the meeting next week or after the meeting next week? You have to be accountable for yourself.
Right, okay.
In a way, yeah.
And I imagine that you have to be making referrals as well for these networking groups to work.
Yeah, if you can. But it's funny, like once you know who's who, because there's a variety, like there's tradies there, there's, you know, like corporates there, you know, you've got your bookkeeping, accountant, lawyers, and then you've got your entrepreneurs. So there's a good mix of people. So, you know, if your neighbours or something need plumbing, you know, they've got plumbing issue, you say, hey, I know somebody.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I like it. All right. Is that your primary way of finding clients today? Is it through networking groups, or are you using other methods to bring in clients?
Yeah. Well, no. And see, this is the whole thing. It's June. How freaky is it that it's June? Does it surprise you that we're here already?
Yeah, it does, but I've been counting down the days to July when I go back to France. So
you're lucky.
So I'm not totally surprised.
Yeah.
But it is. I know what you mean. The year flies by. And the older you get, the quicker the years fly by.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason why I bring that up is we have all these, like, you know, New Year's resolution, these goals, you know, to say, oh, this year I'm going to do this, and this. Before you know it, it's June and you're like, oh my gosh, wanted to do so many things and I feel bad because I haven't done them. And I think, you know what, we've still got the second half of the year. We can still make the second half of the year count. So I, at the beginning of the year, was saying, right, you know, I've got to walk the talk. I've got to start producing my own videos and, you know, like getting, you know, updated photos and all this. I just recently updated my photos, so I'm very happy, tick. But the best way, if you find, you know, networking is, you know, a little bit out of your reach or you honestly do not have the time, then start creating videos. And that's where I fell into doing videos because I heard there was such a need and I kept referring people. Like people say, oh, Mel, that's great for photos, but do you know anyone that does video? And I was like, yeah, sure, send, work away. And then not only that, but I remember seeing things that were being produced going, oh, my God, that can be done so much better. So challenge accepted, you know. I just thought, why am I sending, you know, people away when I could be doing this? And, you know, I just found there was a gap and a need to help people, and videos more and more on the increase. So I branched out and I took the plunge and I started to actually, I was self-taught with video, but I also have a team. Because I have such high expectations and I want to deliver a higher quality product, I bring in the big guns that know how to shoot really, really well. And interestingly enough, I use videographers from the wedding industry because they just have the eye more so than a corporate videographer. They just know how to get those angles, you know, to anticipate those rare moments, you know. So I've worked with two teams, teams that have just run corporate teams, you know, who shoot weddings, and, yeah, they excel. Put it that way. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a little bit lost here now. So
oh, no, I don't want to lose you.
So you're shooting video for some clients, but if it's a bigger job, you bring in other videographers that are shooting under your name. Is that right?
Correct, yes. So I pay them a half-day rate or a full-day rate. So there's many types of videos that you can produce, but what I love producing is, again, this all goes under the personal brand umbrella. So I like to do promo videos, and particularly because I've niched myself to work with speakers, like they need showreels, they need event coverage and all of that. And then, of course, they need to be producing video content. Like you look at all the people who are doing really well. You got, you know, Gary Vee, you got Neil Patel. One person who's doing extraordinarily well is Jay Shetty. Have you seen those guys?
No, I'm not familiar with that name. I have Neil Patel and Gary Vee, yeah, but not, who was the last name?
Jay Shetty, oh, he's a beautiful man. So he used to be a monk, and then now he just talks all this stuff about life and philosophy and all that, and, you know, just human connection and, you know, kindness. And check him out. And the way he produces his videos is spot on. Like, you know, he's got his face to camera, so his personality is being seen. Like, you know, we people work with people. They're not so much as, like, back in the day it used to be the brands, but now we want to know who it is that we're working with. We want to see them. We want to hear them. We want to know that they're authentic and they're genuine. So, you know, like this is, you know, coming back in a roundabout way of why video is important for personal brands. It's just that connection. And you got to think, you know, there's so many different ways that you can come across. Like, do you want to be funny? Do you want to be emotive? You know, it's more than just informing these days. If you can add emotion to your videos, you're going to connect to a wider audience better. So, yeah, check him out, Jay Shetty. He's very, very interesting.
I will.
So, yeah.
So let's say you get an inquiry or someone's looking for a quote for a bigger job and you know you're going to hire or bring in this one of the video teams.
Yeah.
So have you negotiated a rate with them and then you just add on, you know, a cream on top so you make something out of it as well? Or how does the pricing work?
Oh, yeah. No, there's just a lot more work involved. It's all the planning beforehand. So I actually charge for a strategy session, and that's really just to get down to understand them better. And then there's this, you know, scripting involved as well. So from the strategy session, we'll get the scripting out. So it's so much time involved. So realistically, just to give you an idea, like a promo video is, you know, anywhere between 4.5 up to probably about 9. It just depends if you get
what minutes.
Sorry, $4,500 to $9,000 to produce, because there's a lot of work involved beforehand. And this is a whole thing, like it's deep diving down into finding out what is their purpose. Like this is the whole thing with personal branding. It's like, you know, you look at the word personal and it's your values, it's your beliefs, it's your personality, you know, it's your principles. And you look at the word brand, and that's your business. That's, you know, the process of how you do things and, you know, your promise and your commitment to your clients. So when you have a full understanding of what your own personal values are and you know exactly, I mean, obviously we know how we run our businesses, you merge those two together, the end result is what's going to benefit the client. And this is what the clients are sort of like seeing. They want to know a little bit about you. They want to see your personality as well as know how you do what you do and the results that are in it for them.
Okay, so you go through one of these strategy sessions with a client.
Yeah.
That, you know, you work out what they're looking for, you say you can deliver that. So what happens? Do you get a quote then from one of the video teams and do you do all the editing, or do you just get them to come in and you direct it and then they do all the cutting and editing?
I like to do the editing. For me, it's like, you know, you've invested so much time in trying to get their story and trying to get their message out. You know, you've done the storyboard, you checked in with the client, are they happy to have it done this way, shot this way, yep, tick, tick. You've got your guys, so you bring in your video guys. You either pay them a half-day rate or a full-day rate. Mostly, so half-day can be up to 5 hours and then full-day 5+ hours. And I pay them what they want, like it's, you know what I mean? And on average, it's like half-day is around about 800, full-day is around about 1,200.
Right. And that's for shooting only? Then you take the raw footage and you do the editing?
Yeah, I take the rules and then I put the story together, because that's the power of video. Like, you know, you have the audio, you have the visual, and then you have the emotion. And if you can get those three wheels turning in sync with one another beautifully, that's when you get an amazing result that people are going to be engaged and continue watching from beginning to end. Because, yeah, we've been told what we've got less concentration than a goldfish these days. It's crazy.
True.
And that's the other thing too, is because people are scrolling. Like you think about Facebook, they're just scrolling. And that's why coming back just to, you know, like photography, that's why having a strong, you know, personal brand portrait of yourself and you have a quote next to it, like your own quote, it's going to capture people's attention quickly. It's kind of like, you know, you're driving down the freeway and there's a billboard that comes up. You really only have a few seconds to sort of like, you know, the image stands out. You're like, okay, but you're driving up close and then you finally read what the message says. So that's how, you know, your personal brand pictures should also be acting. Like, you should capture attention immediately. And then if we look at videos, think about, you know, when you go to the movies and, you know, you're watching the trailers and the trailers are exciting, you know, and that's how your promo video should be acting, like, you know, like a movie trailer. You know, it's fast, it's exciting, it tells you the story quickly and it makes you want to go and see the movie next time. So this is what the promo video is all about. It's like, you know, having that message so succinct, shot so beautifully, music added to it, you know, the words are relevant to the audience or the customer. You're addressing all their problems and the benefits. Then they go, right, I got to check who this person is. So then they go to your website. So, yeah.
So that's what you're creating for your clients.
That's what I'm creating for my clients when I have my team shoot for me. When I'm shooting, it's just content creation. So we work out a quarterly strategy plan and we knock out, say, 12 video blogs and I give that to them. I edit it to music. I put titles in and I say, this is how you use it. So every week you can now put your video up. And, yeah, it's just a great way. It's like blogging is great, but there's so many blogs out there. So, again, how do we stand out from the noise and how do we make our videos interesting and enjoyable to watch? So it's giving them that strategy. But then also I've never felt comfortable. Like, you know, I guess it's coming back from the wedding days. It's like, you know, we shot their wedding. We've given them, you know, their beautiful images maybe on a DVD or a USB in a nice little box. And then, you know, we do the add-ons where, you know, we do nice prints so that they can hang it up in their home. And it just kind of felt too rough to just go, okay, here's your brand portraits done, see ya. Here's your videos done, see ya. You know, and it's like, well, how can we help them a little bit further? Because they not always know what to do with it afterwards. So that's why with the personal brand portraits, if you could get a collection of images that cover their profile shot, that have them like in action shots, like show them what you do. People want to see what's going on behind the scenes in your business as well. So, you know, like organize a couple of friends to come with you so they can act like, you know, your client. Depends on what your business is. It might be product-based business or service-based business. Invite the viewers into your world and show them. So that's why you will have a stack of, you know, images that you can use. And if you even just used, you know, like one image a fortnight, what's that, 20-something, you know, images a year, you could easily go through that. But it's not understanding how to, you know, put your images forward, how to use this image to create your quote to, you know, position you with a bit more authority. So it's the pre-planning happens before but also again afterwards. So that's on the photography side. But on the video side, it's like people will sometimes go, oh, I just, you know, I've done video before and nothing really came out of it. It's like, well, what did you do? It's like, I put up on YouTube or I put it up on my website. And I'm like, okay, do you know that you can repurpose a video 8 to 12 times? And they're like, no. And it's like, oh, okay. So, for example, you take a 2-minute video, you can get it transcribed and use it as long copy and then use all your platforms that are relevant to your business. So for me, I use Facebook, I use LinkedIn, a little bit of Instagram, not as much as many other photographers would. Then slice, okay, so you got your long copy from your video. There's a fantastic transcribing app. It's called rev.com. And it basically, for $1 a minute, you get back, you know, your thing transcribed. So once you've got that up on LinkedIn, then grab little pieces of sections out that you can use as quotes, or you can, you know, post up on Twitter. So again, know where your clients are hanging out and, you know, use your platforms wisely. So yeah, it's interesting.
Cool. All right, that's a lot to digest. Let me take you back to a couple of things. So say you're doing a video production for one of your clients and you've got the team in there. Are you actually shooting stills at that time, or are you directing and doing other stuff?
Yes, correct. I do, because I think it's great, because most often we're filming, we're taking the viewer on a journey, we're showing them the behind the scenes, or, you know, whatever it is. So if I have my team shooting video, I'm shooting stills, but I'm also directing at the same time. So it's a bit of
So you're doing both.
Bit of a juggling act, but, you know.
Okay, so you're doing both. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, let me take it back to then. You talked about content creation. So I'm guessing, do you have different pricing or packages for your clients when they come to you? Can they choose the video package, or they should choose the content creation package? How does that work in your business?
Yeah, there's quite a few different video packages. It depends. Again, like if I'm working with the speakers, there's packages that are going to, you know, have their showreel covered, events covered. So I try and help them in that way. And that can be between $12,000 and $18,000 if they choose the whole kit and caboodle. Otherwise, I might just come in for a showreel. And I try and make it affordable for them. As I said, it just depends on what they want. They just want a show reel, a speaker's reel, but then, you know, that's around about $4,500. But if they want an about us or about, you know, themselves video, which I think is equally as important. So a little bit more like, you know, how we have our new page on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So that again could be between $3,500 to $4,500 again on top. Don't forget, these are people that, like speakers who are earning quite good income. And they really want to be playing with the bigger players, and they need to also keep evolving. So they will have the budget set aside. And corporates, they won't even blink at that price. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you heard me say, you know, like back in the day, like a promo video, like we're talking what, 10, 15 plus years ago, will cost around about $35,000 more to produce. So now, you know, it's getting a lot easier and more affordable. Yeah, to position yourself well.
Wow. So am I right then in assuming that your cheapest package is $4,500?
Yeah. I still think it's still a bit too cheap. I have people telling me that.
Too cheap. Okay. So how many clients are you shooting in a month?
It about average two. Yeah. And this is a whole thing, like, because I am still, you know, like having to take school holidays off. Yeah, it's getting a bit harder now because I feel like it works creeping back into the holidays, but it's generally 7.5 months of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so it's a pretty good business. You're doing well for the amount of work that you're doing by the sound of it.
It's good. Yeah, it's ebbs and flows. I have to be honest, you know what I mean? Like the busiest period is between September, January drops off because, again, of school holidays, and then, yeah, September to December is manic. It does my head in. It's just a lot on. People want a lot. And then it picks up again, you know, February, because people want to get the year started and they want to be, you know, positioned well and branded when, you know, everything profile needs to be updated and things. So it gets a bit busy, but now it goes quiet again.
Right, okay.
There's a lot of events happening, but I feel like I'm pulling away from events as well because I just want to put all my energy into helping people, you know, position themselves with authority. I want to, you know, help them create visual assets so that they're connecting to a wider audience. And, you know, particularly with the speakers that I work with, help them get booked and paid for the bigger and better speaking gigs. So, yeah, it's the constant evolution.
Yeah. Let me take you back then to actually booking clients. I mean, you know that your target client is a speaker, a professional speaker.
Yes.
How do you get bookings from them? How do they find you? How do you get in front of them? How do they become aware of you?
Again, it comes back to knowing where they hang out. That's either, you know, in network groups or online. And, yeah, there's just – and connections and just, again, asking people. And there's a couple of, you know, like speakers bureaus and all that sort of stuff. So knowing where to go. Again, I think I've been – fortunate from the networks that I had in the previous years, particularly with the women networks. There was like a She Business, which was fantastic when it was around. It's sadly no longer around. And then there was another networking business called Little Black Dress, which was brilliant too. And that had a little bit more corporate and your speakers mix. So from there, I built those relationships. So again, yeah, getting out there and meeting people and hanging out in the right places. and just doing your homework, really. Yeah. There's no easy way.
Yeah. I'm looking for something more concrete. So if the phone rings today.
Premium members of PhotoBiz Exposed hear more of the best photography business strategies from every guest.
Linda, this has been fun. You've shared a ton of great stuff here. I know that.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And yeah, look, I'm looking forward to following your progress and seeing what happens in the future. And maybe we'll see you on stage presenting.
Why not? Well, this is the thing. Keep evolving, you know, stretching yourself and pushing through those, you know, discomfort and all that. Like, I'd love to be able to do that because I don't want to be picking up tools, you know, 50 plus years old. I want to be running workshops. I want to be educating other people. So you have to. And yes, I have joined that speaking group where I'm going to learn to speak like a pro and
yeah. Unreal. Awesome. Well, yeah. Before you do go, where is the best place for the listener to see examples of your work and learn more about you? If you could give out one URL, what's the best one?
Yep. So the website, melindahurdphotography.com. It's going to change soon just to Melinda Hurd.
Okay. I'll add links in the show notes when this goes live. And I'll also add links to your LinkedIn profile and I think you said Facebook as well.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks so much, Melinda. It's been so good to chat.
Oh, it's so good chatting with you.
Yeah, it has.
Same. And have an amazing time overseas.
I will. I can't wait.
Can't wait to see the photos. Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Melinda Hurd as much as I did. Melinda, if you're listening, I know you are nervous about hearing this interview back. I know you were nervous about coming on, but you were absolutely fantastic. And I want to say a massive thanks for coming on, sharing what you did, for opening up. I know some of the things were tough to talk about. You were amazing. And I know there's going to be some great feedback following what you had to share. For you, the listener, I hope that is true. I hope you did get as much as I did from Melinda. If you are thinking about making that jump to personal branding photography, I'll be adding Melinda into the members Facebook group so you'll have access to her there if you have any follow-up questions. If you're listening to the free podcast episode, leave a comment in the comments area if you have a follow-up question for Melinda or if you just want to say thanks for coming on and sharing what she did. You can find the show notes this week at photobizx.com/325. And in those show notes, I've got examples of some of Melinda's branding work. I've got links to anything and everything that she mentioned. It's all there in that one spot, photobizx.com/325. Oh, and I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, if you are listening to the free podcast episode, you did only hear half the interview with Melinda today. So you're going to need a premium membership if you want to hear the full interview. Members, you would have heard the full and extended interview with Melinda. As usual, that would have come down automatically to your podcast app via your premium members feed. But if you're having any hassles with any of that stuff, if you're not getting the premium episodes delivered to your phone automatically, if you're having trouble with anything at all to do with your membership, shoot me an email. It's andrew@photobizx.com, and I'll be more than happy to help you out via email, messenger, or even jump on a call to get you all sorted. It should be super, super easy. Alrighty, that is it for this episode of the podcast. I'll be coming to you back from my home studio in Terrigal, Australia next week. It'll be sad to be going home, but I'm kind of excited about getting stuck into things again. It's funny because at the beginning of the holiday, the last thing I'm thinking about is work, which is the whole idea of a holiday. But as things wind down, I start to get all these ideas and plans and things I want to implement, and my brain switches to the business side of things again. And yeah, I'm really excited for what the rest of the year holds. And it feels kind of crazy to be thinking about 2020, but yeah, I'm excited about that too. So bring on the next 12 months. And if you know me, I love holidays as much as everyone. And I really like to have something planned before I get back. So that is already happening. You might have seen on my Facebook profile that I'm already making plans for the 2020 trip to France to go cycling again, to see the Tour de France, basically to emulate this trip all over again, but back in France only. If by any chance you are a cyclist and you love the idea of riding the Tour de France mountains and you want to join me and my friends, then you will be more than welcome. Again, shoot me an email if you've got any interest in doing that. Love to have you along if you're interested. It's a 3.5 week trip, lots of riding, lots of eating, lots of fun. I'm really looking forward to getting back. I haven't even got home yet. All right, that is it for me. I will chat to you next week. Talk to you soon. Have a great week. Bye for now.
If you have enjoyed this episode, head to photobizx.com. Join the conversation, leave a comment, and share your thoughts on the interview with Andrew and today's special guest.